Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It is our final show for the year, and as we've been doing all this week, is a reflection of key business stories that we've covered for you here on the show and that you've given us feedback on. And tonight we are reflecting on Four Ways More. You might recall that there has been some challenges in terms of the capital raising between shareholders. Largely Accelerate Property Group, together with a few other funders, have been trying to raise capital. But before, and I guess beyond that, is also the appointment of the property managers of Four Ways More. That's Flanagan and Gerard Property. We've spoken to them several times throughout the course of this year and largely touched base back in June to get some insight as to what refurbishments or upgrades they would make to the mall to make sure that you and I, as consumers, would have a refreshing experience when it comes to retail therapy. Paul Gerard, Managing Director of Flanagan and Gerard Property Group, joins us now for more. Such a pleasure to touch base with you again, Paul. Welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Hi, Gugu. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
It's exciting to speak to you. There's quite a bit that we're going to catch up on tonight, but I recall having a conversation with you back in June this year where we had discussed some of the solutions that you would be bringing on board to Four Ways More on the back of some of the challenges there. Help us unpack what you've done so far and what the results have shown.
Okay, so I could talk about all the back of house compliance items like lighting in delivery tunnels and aircon units and backup power, but that'll bore you. What we've been focusing on is key customer touch points. So if you walk through the mall, you'll notice that the lighting has been improved. We've improved lighting in the parking area, which has improved the perception of security. Mm-hmm. Our security has always been watertight, but it certainly feels better now. We've increased or improved the traffic flows in the parking areas so that people now know, firstly, it's easier to get in, but we've also colored the levels so that people can find their car when they want to leave Four Ways More, which was one of the problems we had. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. We've created a drop and go for Ubers and parents outside the bounds where the altitude used to be. Mm-hmm. We've added lightning quick free Wi-Fi for customers within the mall. If you're an Admit user, we've installed Admit throughout the mall so you can have ticketless parking when you're at Four Ways Mall. And those are just a few of the key customer touch points. Added some cool new retail like Incredible, Unique, Polo, Converse, Carol Boys, Legends Barber, those kind of guys.
Got you.
We've added some cool boutiques, coffee shops like Baglio's, Espresso. We've got a really cool shop called Echt Coffee just outside Woolies, which is my favorite within the mall. And we've then moved a few tenants around so that we can accommodate some of the big moves that we've got on the upper level, which includes the Planet Fitness. We've got Match Paddle on the other side, and we're bringing in Total Ninja and Shooters that will be upstairs near Handley's and Toys R Us, very similar to Cracker Jack's in Rosebank.
I see what you mean. Really sounds like a significant...
Yeah,
go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, it's been good. Sorry, you keep going.
Thank you. This sounds like a phenomenal upgrade that has taken place. And funny enough, I've been driving past the FA quite over the last few weeks and have yet to go in. But I really do believe that this has seen a turnaround in terms of customer or consumer behavior. And one of the themes you mentioned was making sure that we as retail shoppers not only know how to get in and out effectively, but also spend more time in the mall. It's not just about the foot traffic, but also the dwell time. How has that performed since some of these solutions have been put in place?
So that we're still learning that because information is all very new because, when we took over, there were no foot counters. There was no fiber backbone. There was no information that you could really gauge things on. So we're still learning that.
Sure. So you're literally starting off from a flat base in terms of the data that you're collecting.
Yeah, absolutely. We have car data, but car data is limited. You need human data, foot counters, heat flows throughout the mall or watching where people spend time. That's important to understand. And the retailers want to know that as well.
Mm. And I think
I'd like to add one thing, sorry, that's really big, but you probably don't know. If you drive all the way from the N1 in Winnie Mandela Drive, all the way through past Four Ways Mall, And then also past Cedar, past Always Mall on Cedar Side,
yes,
you'll notice that all the traffic lights work.
Yes.
And that's because we've engaged with all the property owners in the vicinity, which includes Togo Sun, Growth Point, Fortress. And we've done a deal with, or we've got this Adopt a Robot campaign with Caltrans, the provincial roads providers. And so all the traffic lights, all the way from the highway through past Always Mall are going to be operational into perpetuity because they've got UPS backups and we've brought the controllers within our property so that they can't be tampered with by people. Mm. So, yeah.
I think this is so pertinent because for anyone who travels on the Winnie Mandela Drive, they would know how significant the traffic backlogs can actually get on that particular route. I'm intrigued by this because it almost seems as though there's been this heightened level of partnership and camaraderie then, not only between yourselves and the city, but more so the local business partners you have. Are you able to take us into some of those conversations and I guess how this highlights the commitment that business has to, you know, helping with infrastructure to basically make sure that consumers are happy and we can actually get to the destinations we'd like to, especially when it comes to the structures and malls like yours?
Well, we are like the different shops in the mall are competing with each other, but they actually thrive with each other because shoppers are comparative in by nature. And so Four Ways Mall is one of the functioning elements within the whole precinct. And if the whole precinct performs, then it becomes attractive to new potential homeowners, schools. And so you just uplift the whole precinct and everybody wins. And that's what we're trying to do. And Caltrans with the new government of national unity have been very accommodating. And I think that this campaign is extended beyond the Four Ways precinct, but we're the guys that initiated this Adopt a Robot campaign with Caltrans, which was great. I mean, it's nice to be part of that.
Yeah.
But it's certainly good to see Four Ways working as a precinct.
100%. What I'm also intrigued by, as you've mentioned earlier, is the tenant mix. And you mentioned a few retailers that have joined on board now, the likes of Unique, Legends Barber. I'm hoping that, you know, for us, when we walk into a mall, you know, we probably think, okay, I need to go into these three stores and malls. And then from there, I might just, you know, wander off into another part of the mall. Talk us into the psychology of actually the tenant mix, but more so the location of the different stores at different levels of the mall, because that plays an influence into our behavior, if I'm not mistaken, too.
That's a long, complex conversation, but ultimately what we do is we try to book in shopping centers. So we create energy points that are an anchor per se. So if you look at our directional signage throughout the mall, we'll focus on a particular anchor retailer.
Yes.
So you want to go to Woolworths, you'll see signs towards Woolworths, and then the retail around Woolworths will people will get used to that. But we focus on the key energy points, and then obviously you like to aggregate certain types of retail. So fashion is very good, it's comparative fashion. So Fashini and Trueworths and Mr. Price and Miladies and Queen's Park, they all kind of belong together because people don't want to have to go walk miles to go and compare that dress to that dress. Mm-hmm. The same with shoes. So you want to keep the same type of shoes together. So you would like to have Lacoste near maybe Spitz and maybe a Birkenstock man, Fabiani. Mm-hmm. They all kind of catering towards the same customer. So you're giving the customer the ability to look at a multiple types of product without having to walk miles, if that makes sense.
100%. No, it certainly does. And I must tell you, as an avid shopper myself, that's exactly the kind of reprieve that we want, right? Just to make sure that everything is nearby and within close proximity. Paul, we can't ignore that.
And then obviously, supermarkets, you aggregate with a like type of retail. So you'll have a supermarket with a pharmacy, with a liquor store, with a wellness store, with a postal store. So you try and aggregate stuff where a particular shop, if they're going on a convenience trip, they'll be looking to do multiple kind of different things.
Very
if
true.
That makes sense. So that's so that there's the combination of both in the big super regionals, ultimately.
Got you.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, 100%. We actually want more information from you, so please keep going. But what I am also intrigued by is this time of the year. This is typically the festive season where many South Africans are actively shop. We know that retail spending tends to pick up significantly, and we visit a lot of retail centres. So I'm keen to understand, given the entertainment spaces that you've highlighted, you know, what you are anticipating in terms of foot traffic and activity for shoppers this year.
So Four Ways Mall is always very busy over Christmas because we've got this thing called Santaland, which is this interactive experience for the kids and parents to go through. And it starts within the central court, and they have various activities, and they get their candy floss, and they do a whole bunch of things. And then they walk throughout the mall. There's different stations. And the one station, you go into this dome, and there's this all-encompassing kind of digital show that you go through when you're on a snowman in this kind of space. And I don't know how to explain it properly, but it's basically just lots of visuals around you of you sliding through the snow down past all the different Christmassy things, basically on a sled.
Got you.
And then there's other different stations, and then the kids there's a lot of interactive spaces for kids to play, so the parents can then get a cup of coffee at the Seattle. There's even actually a temporary Seattle shop next to the One Little Zone. So yeah, it's fairly busy this time of year for Four Ways Mall.
We're looking forward to it, and I guess that's a strong level of encouragement for many of us as consumers to pop by there and experience some of these themes and trends that you've mentioned. To close off with, Paul, we also did touch on a neighborhood square that was one that also fell under your portfolio earlier on this year. And as you mentioned, yeah, it's quite a dynamic shopping center, also one that's quick, easy and efficient and built on convenience, and wonderful restaurants and eateries that also happen to be based there. How's that been performing so far?
That center is a very strong performing center. It's got a very good anchor base with the Checkers, the Dis-Chem and the Willy's Foods. And recently we've been able to add a new cool restaurant called the Sushi Club by George's, which is also related to George's Grill, but he's created a spectacular next level sushi space. Then next year, P&A will open. Dis-Chem's expanding. It's going through a really nice evolution, but once again, it's a powerhouse, and we're very thankful to be able to be part of it.
Got you. Oh, man, Paul, there's so much more we can touch base on. But I guess as we wrap up, 2024 certainly speaks to a lot of elements and solutions you've provided into the properties that you happen to manage. With 2025 just a few weeks away, interest rates have declined. Inflation has slightly softened. We do see an uptick in commercial, I guess, consumer spending. What's your outlook like for 2025 so far?
We saw that the year of November this year was extremely strong throughout our portfolio, which means that definitely that two-pot pension thing has kicked in, interest rates coming, softening, people are feeling a little bit more confident. You can see it in the retail numbers. So we are very excited to see what 2025 brings, but I don't want to make any expectations because yeah, COVID taught me that you never know what might happen tomorrow. Yeah. So we're just excited about the way things are happening at the moment, and we look forward to 2025.
Gotcha.
And wish you all the best in 2025 as well.
Thank you so much, Paul. We certainly look forward to touching base with you. We appreciate that. And also visiting some of your properties again. Neighborhood Square is a big favorite of my colleagues in Njabulo Sibeko, the producer of the show. He says it's his favorite place to actually brunch. So
you've got to win. Well, if you ever feel like a brunch, let me know and I'll join you there.
Fantastic. It's done. We'll make it happen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Paul. Have a wonderful festive season.
You too. Have a wonderful festive season. Be safe. Look after yourselves. Love you lots.
Thank you so much, Paul. Truly appreciate that. That's Paul Gerard, who is the Managing Director of Flanagan & Gerard Property Group. He's joined us and has always been so open and active to share information and updates with us as to how the asset and property managers have been really looking to reinvest into Four Ways Mall. So let us know, what's your experience been of Four Ways Mall if you have been there recently? Are you enjoying the upgrades that have taken place to the lighting, to the air conditioning, to the number of stores that are available for you to shop at, and the overall experience that's taking place there? And maybe we can also expand that outside of just Four Ways Mall and also reflect on your experiences within other shopping centers. 0636880959 is where you can share your voice notes with us, and most importantly, keep listening. When we come back, we're going to talk all things insurance, as many of us are looking to head on the roads this festive season.
If you missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.